So good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。Yeah.
So I hope everybody's in good health.
希望大家呢健康都是健康的。
Yeah, may the peace of Yahweh be with everyone.
就是神的平安与你们同在。
So today we will look into the Word of God again.
今天我们要再继续看神的话语。
And before we do that, let us commit the time now to Yahweh in prayer.
之前呢，我们就一起来祷告。
Father, we commit this time into your care.
我们的亲爱的天父，我们把这个时间交在你手里。
We thank you for yet another opportunity to meditate upon your word.
我们感谢你有这样的机会，继续的能够来这思想你的话语。
And we pray that you will speak to our hearts.
请你与我们的心灵谈话。
We also pray that you will keep everyone safe.
我们也祈祷你让大家都是很安全的。
And pray that everybody will learn to take refuge in you.
就是大家都在你那里呢，就是避难，
and
就是避难所。
And to learn from you.
也在你那里学习。
So we commit this time now into your care.
我们把这个时间交在你的手里。
May you be with us.
请你与我们同在。
And be at work in our hearts.
也继续在我们的心灵动工。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, we'll continue from where I left off last week.
上个星期所讲的，我们会今天再继续。
And last week I was speaking about the wisdom of God.
上周呢，就讲呢，是神的智慧。
But I've left out one more point.
但是我漏掉了一点。
So, today we'll talk about the cross and weakness.
所以今天呢，我们将会讲到这个十字架跟软弱。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们看哥伦多前书一章
And we will read verse 26 to 28.
我们看26节到28节。弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚蠢的，叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那坚强壮的羞愧。神也拣选世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
28?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is a very important verse.
这是非常重要的一句子。
Because here Paul is telling us who God has chosen.
因为这里呢，神已经跟我们讲了，他是拣选谁了。
In other words, who does God choose for himself?
神是拣选谁呢？
Who does he want to express his life through?
他要对谁呢，表达他的生命呢？
So for Paul, you can see in verse 26,
在保罗来讲在26节。
And he mentions three aspects.
他说了就是三方面的。
And here you will see, he says, there are not many wise, right?
他说呢，你们当中没有很多是有智慧的。
And this wise has to do with being educated, right?
这智慧的就是那些有受教育的。
In other words, people who are intelligent in the society.
就是在社里面呢，是挺有智慧、聪明的。
And they get the intelligence from their education.
他们是透过教育呢，才有智慧。
And the second one,
那第二个,
it says here, not many mighty.
是没有很多是很有能力的。
And this one has to do with powerful people.
这些就是说, 他是很有权力的人哦。
People who are highly influential in society.
这些人呢，在社会里是很有影响力的。
So you can think of people in politics.
所以你讲就政治人呢。
People in the judiciary.
就是这些司法的啊
right. Or administrators
或者是行政的
Or even in the military、right?
或者是在军营里的
So these are the influential people
这些人都是很有影响力
And the third one has to do with noble birth
第三方面就是讲这些有尊贵的人、
People who are born intorich families, for example.
他们是从富有的家庭出生的。
So you have here the intellect.
所以你看就是 有智慧的啊。
And power, status.
要、
right?
有权力，有地位哦。
And also, riches.
啊、
right? ，
还很富有的。
And so Paul is saying in verse 27.
你说保罗、right? 这二十七节说。
So God chose those who are opposite to them.
啊，所以神拣选的就是那些，这是相反的。
And this is based on Paul's preaching about the cross of Christ.
所以这是基于呢，保罗所讲的耶稣的十字架。
And in fact, the cross is the reversal of these very values that we cherish.
所以这些价值观，我们所重视呢，跟这个十字架呢是相反的。
And that is why to the Greeks is foolishness.
所以对希腊人来讲呢是愚蠢的。
And to the Jews is a stumbling block.
然后对这犹太人呢，他是个绊脚石。
Because they expect the Messiah, right, to be a powerful guy.
所以他们期望呢，这个救世主是一个很有权力的人哦。
He will come with power, with splendor, with a victory.、Right?
他来的时候呢，是很有能力、很有权力、辉煌的，而且是得胜的。
Yeah, he's the one who is going to overthrow the Roman government.
他是会翻倒这个罗马当局的。
But when they see this Messiah got crucified,
但是当他们看到这个救世主呢是被钉十字架的。
It's a huge offense.
对他们讲呢是非常冒犯了他们了。
I think we have lost this sense of offense today.
其实现在我们已经失去掉了这种冒犯的感觉。
Because throughout the centuries,
因为透过几世纪哦
，the church have taken away that offense.
这个教会呢，已经拿掉了这个被冒犯的。
Now everybody can wear crosses.
每个人都会穿戴上这个十字架。
And a lot of these crosses are decorated.
十字架呢都是装饰品。
Some crosses are even diamond studded.
有一些装饰品是钻石的。
Others are gold crosses.
有的是用金做的十字架。
Yeah, so where's the offense?
哪里可以看到什么冒犯的？
It became a beautiful thing.
它其实是特别漂亮的。
And a work of art.
而且是技术这个。
Anyway, yeah, so we just carry on.
我们再继续哦。
Yeah, anyway, if we go back to the first century,
我回到这个前世纪哦。
That during Jesus' time,
在耶稣的时候
，the cross is highly offensive.
这个十字架呢是非常得罪人的。
It is an instrument of degradation and humiliation.
这个十字架呢。是一种耻辱来的。
And that's why the Roman elite.
所以这些罗马精英啊。
In fact, any Roman.
不管是哪一个罗马人
啊。Would not like to talk about the cross.
都不会讲这些十字架的。
But we must understand why there is the cross during those days.
那我们要明白为什么会有这样的一个十字架呢？
And this cross is reserved for slaves and rebels.
这些呢，十字架是留给那些叛徒的。
And generally speaking, no Romans will get crucified.
那当然呢，这个没有罗马人是会被钉十字架的。
So you have this situation.
所以你就有这样的一个情况。
Where this cross is meant to humiliate to the utmost.
所以这个十字架呢，其实是要。大大的羞辱。
Both before the crucifixion and during crucifixion.
就是在十字架架之前跟十字架之后呢。
The whole idea is to humiliate the person.
所以他们整个想法就是要羞辱这个人。
So it's not just the pain.
不只是说疼痛的方面。
Of course, it's extremely painful.
当然是非常痛的。
But even worse is the humiliation.
但更糟糕的呢，就是被羞辱。
Because for many people,
因为对很多人来讲
，if I'm going to die, at least I die with dignity.
如果我要死的话，我要死得有尊严呢。
But in this case, there's not even the dignity.
但是在这情况里面根本就没有尊严。
It is a total humiliation.
是完完全全要来羞辱这个人。
Right down to the point where you are absolute, you have absolutely nothing left.
就是到一个程度呢，就是你一无所有啊。
Except to long for death.
你只是向往着死亡而已。
Because death is a relief for the person.
因为只有死亡他 才能够得到解脱。
Because the pain and humiliation,
因为这样的疼痛跟羞辱
is extremely intense,
实在是很强烈的。
So you can see, for Paul,
所以对保罗来说呢,
the cross of Christ,
这个, 十字架,
represents,
耶稣的十字架,
represents God's wisdom,
是代表了神的智慧。
For it is only through that cross,
只有透过这十字架,
that God would reveal himself to mankind.
这样神才能够向人类, 透露他自己。
Now we must, I must stress the point that it is the cross of Christ.
所以我要强调呢, 这是耶稣的十字架。
It's not just cross.
不只是十字架。
Because many people got crucified. Right?
因为很多人呢都有被钉过的。
But here we want to look at what it means, right?
但是今天我们要看看当中的意义。
Now let's look at the Second Corinthians chapter 13.
我们要看哥林多后书第十三章。
And we shall read verse 4.
我们看第四节。他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也这样同他软弱，但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与你同活。
Now you notice
what
Paul is saying.
保罗说什么呢？
He was crucified because of weakness.
他被钉十字架呢，是因为他软弱。
And then he lives because of the power of God.
让他活着呢，是因为神的大能。
But notice what Paul is saying.
但发现呢，保罗说什么呢？
We are weak in Christ.
我们是在耶稣里软弱的。
And yet we live with him.
但是我们是与他同活。
Because of the power of God directed towards you.
因为是神的大能呢，向着你。
So you can see there's a purpose behind all this.
所以你看当中是有目的的。
Then the purpose is so that God's power can be demonstrated in our lives.
这个目的呢，就是神的大能能在你的生命里表露出来。
In other words, you do not embrace weakness for the sake of weakness.
你这当中不是说你单单呢就是要拥抱软弱而已。
Yeah, we share Jesus' weakness.
我们是来分享耶稣的软弱。
In order that the power of God can be manifested.
这样神的大能力才能够从我们身上表露出来。
So we're not just talking about power, we're talking about God's life.
我们这里不是说大能力，我们这里其实也是在说神的生命。
Because here Paul is very concerned about the lives of the Corinthians.
因为呢，保罗是对这个哥伦多教会的人呢，很关心的。
Because he's afraid that when these people long for status, power, and money, right?
因为他是很关心这些哥伦多的兄弟姐妹呢，是向往着地位跟权力，世上的权力。
And of course, the accumulation of knowledge.
而且累积好多的这个世上的智慧。
Because if they follow along that trend,
如果他们是跟随这样的一个知识，
then God's presence will not be there anymore.
这样呢，神的同在呢，神不是与他们同在的。
And their lives will not be changed.
他们生命也不会得到什么改变。
They will not grow spiritually.
他们在属灵里面也不会成长。
So now we understand why.
所以我们现在可以明白
why we must be weak in him, right?
我们在耶稣里面为什么要软弱呢？
Because it's not just weakness.
因为这里不只是软弱，
but to be weak in him, in Christ, right?
这里是说在耶稣里要软弱。
So in other words, you have to look at the weakness of Christ.
所以我们要看看呢，耶稣的软弱是什么？
Yeah, and try to understand more clearly.
这样我们就更加的明白。
Now, going back to 1 Corinthians 1:26,
我们看哥伦多前书一章十六节。
So let's look at that again.
Oh, just now you say, 是艺术。
Okay, the art.
Yeah, 艺术。 Okay, 我也给施提反家施过洗, 此外也给别人施洗没有, 我却记不清。
1 Corinthians 1:26.
Oh, 26, sorry.
Yeah. So we go back to
26,
that.
Okay.
Right?
弟兄们啊, 可见你们蒙召的, 按着肉体有智慧的不多, 有能力的不多, 有尊贵的也不多。
Now, you will see, actually, Paul he could have been thinking of Jeremiah chapter 9:22.
所以可能保罗在这里会讲到这个, 耶利米书。
So let's look at that again.
Jeremiah.
Yeah, because we looked at it last week. So Jeremiah 9:22. 23 rather.
Okay, yeah, 耶利米书第9章23节。
23 and 24.
跟24节。
Jeremiah 9:23-24. So you can see in verse
23,
there you have wisdom, might, and riches.
你看见智慧,
right?
勇力跟财富,
and Paul is using exactly the same three categories.
你看,
right?
保罗也是用了这, 这类,
so we look at the first one.
我们看第一个,
you see that Paul does the opposite. Okay?
保罗却用了相反,
and when we speak of being learned or wise, right, in this world, educated.
当我们说到有受教育的跟有智慧的人哦,
so let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
我们看哥伦多前书第二章二节。 因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十架。
Yeah, there you notice, right?
可以发现,
and Paul is saying, I determined to know nothing.
他说呢,
right?
我已经决定了, 在你中间不知道别的,
except Jesus and him crucified.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So you can see his whole mentality is very different.
所以你看见他的心态是完全不一样。
Right? So it's not that Paul is not aware of what's going on.
不是说呢, 这个保罗呢是 不知道世界发生什么事了。
I mean, every one of us need to be aware of what's going on in this world.
很留意这世界的事件哦。
He's aware.
他是很留意的。
But his whole emphasis.
但是他整个人哦,
his driving goal.
他整个目标哦,
is to know Christ.
只是要认识耶稣。
To understand Jesus.
只是要认识。
Okay? Alright? So you can see this is the way Paul would function.
所以你看见这, 保罗是怎么运行的?
So if somebody says, oh, he knows a lot.
所以有些人说, 我知道好多哦。
But for Paul, I want to know nothing.
但是对保罗来说呢, 他却不要知道任何事。
Except Jesus.
他只要认识耶稣,
and him crucified.
而他被钉十字架。
Now, when you look at the Lord Jesus,
当你看耶稣的时候,
you see the same mentality.
你看同样的心态哦。
So let's look at John chapter 7.
我们看约翰第七章哦。
Verse 16. John 7:16-18.
耶稣说：“我的教训不是我自己的， 乃是差我来者的。人若意志遵着他的意旨意行， 就必晓得这教训或是出于神， 或是凭我自己说。 人凭自己说， 是求自己荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀。这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
So you can see Jesus' knowledge of the Bible.、
Right? 所以你看见呢，耶稣对圣经的这个知识、哦。
It's not even his. Whatever he teaches is not his.
他所教训的全部不是他的。
It is the Father.
是从父而来的。
It's the Father who taught him.
是父教他的。
So you can see the way Jesus functions.
所以看见呢，耶稣是怎么运行的。
In other words, for the Lord Jesus.
对耶稣来讲。
He wants to know nothing.
他不要知道任何事。
Except the Father.
他只要认识父。
And what the Father wants to say to him.
父所要对他说的每句话。
Now that leads us to what wisdom is in the Old Testament.
所以这就带领我们知道呢，旧约里的智慧了。
Because in the Old Testament,
因为在旧约里面
you will realize that according to study Bible,
根据这个解经书哦
，that the wisdom in the Old Testament
在旧约里面的智慧
is defined as one who looks to God for instructions.
其实里面的定义就是那些寻求神来指示他的。
Now that is a very important definition.
所以这是非常重要的一个定义。
It is nothing. It has nothing to do with just reading a lot of material.
这里根本不说你要读好多材料。
That's how the world would define.
因为这个就是世界所定义的智慧。
The more you read, the more you understand.
你越读哦，你就越会。
Then the wiser you become.
而且你会越来越有智慧。
But no, in the Old Testament,
但是在旧约里面
a wise person is somebody who looks to God for instructions.
有智慧的人在旧约是那些寻求神来指示他的。
And that's why in the book of Proverbs,
所以在箴言里面呢
you will find that wisdom is constantly tied to discernment, instructions, and understanding.
所以你看见呢，智慧的是跟分辨呢，跟指示啊，这些有关的。
So all this has to do with the spiritual realm.
所以这些是在属灵方面的。
To discern God's truth.
来辨别呢神的真理。
God's instructions.
神的教训。
And to understand what He wants to say to us.
也要明白他要与我们讲什么。
So you can see the Lord Jesus is functioning according to the wisdom of the scriptures.
所以你看见耶稣运行的时候是关系到圣经的智慧。
And that is why it is it's a bit misleading to translate Torah, for example.
所以是很误解的，如果要来翻译这个托拉。
The Torah, define Torah as the law.
就把这个托拉呢定义是律法。
But actually, the word Torah simply means instruction.
其实托拉的意思就是要指示而已。
That means the Torah is simply instructions from God, from Yahweh.
其实托拉的意思就是亚威的教训。
And that means to say, if we want to have wisdom,
如果呢我们要有智慧。
We have to put everything away.
我们一定要把一切都放了。
And to listen to Yahweh.
而且只单单的听 Yahweh 的话。
And that is why you will see in this world that is weakness.
因为在这世界里，这是看为呢
，Because
软弱的。
You don't seem to know very much.
因为你好像没有什么知识哦。
But it is important to understand.
但是你要重要的要明白
that it is the spiritual side that we are concerned about.
因为是属灵方面的我们所要关心的
namely our relationship with God.
就是我们与神的关系
Now this one, the world will not understand.
这个世界是不会明白的
Because they can't see it.
因为他们根本看不到
I mean see in terms of understand it.
看的就是说他们能够了解
And that's why you will notice in Romans chapter 8 verse 14, we won't read this.
所以你会注意到呢罗马书
Chapter 8, verse 14,
第八章十四节,
that the sons of God are those who are led by the Spirit of God.
神的子民就是那些, 被圣灵带领的。
So you can see that is how Jesus functions.
这是,
right?
这你可以看到耶稣是这样运行的。
My teaching is not mine.
我所教导的不是从我而来。
But the Father who sent me.
是从那父 父所派我来的。
So if you want to do his will,
如果你要行他的旨意，
you will understand the wisdom from him.
你就会明白这个智慧了。
So you can see, right, that Paul functions like the Lord Jesus.
保罗的做法就像耶稣一样。
And from the point of view of the world,
从这个世界的观点，
then you can see Christians are fools.
在他们的眼里呢，基督徒是
蠢的。 They don't see the other side of it.
因为他们根本没有看到另一方面呢。
Now you also see,
那你也发现呢，
and Paul is saying not many of you are powerful or influential.
没有很多人是有权力或影响力的。
But look at Paul.
但你看看保罗。
And then after that, I'll show you how Jesus functions.
那之后就让你看耶稣怎么运
行。Now let's look at Paul.
我们看看保罗。
Second Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书。
Verse 11.
第十二章十一节。我成了愚妄人，是被你们强逼，我本该被你们称许才是。我虽算不了什么，却没有一件事在那些最大的使徒以下。
You notice Paul is expecting the Corinthians to understand all these.
其实呢，保罗呢已经他期望呢，这个哥伦多教会能够了解这些的。
Because if you understand the spiritual principles,
如果你是了解属灵的原则，
then Paul is saying you should have commended me.
如果你明白了，你应该是称许我的，
but,
表扬我的。
Yeah, even in this matter, Paul is saying I'm talking foolishly.
但是在这方面，我好像是。是讲愚蠢话这样。
But notice what Paul is saying.
但你就看见呢，就保罗讲什么。
I'm a nobody.
他说，我什么都不是，我是愚妄人。
Now that is important.
所以这是非常重要。
The world wants to go up. Everybody wants to go up the ladder.
每个人都是要在这社会提升。
We all want to be somebody.
我们要成为一个大人物。
And even in the church, you will find Christians are fighting for positions.
所以在教会里面，你也看基督徒也会来纷争哦，要有地位在教会。
Even though you may not be in leadership, at least positions of influence.
即使你不是教会的领导人，你也要成为一个有影响力的在教会。
No one is happy to be a nobody.
没有一个人是喜悦呢，他是一个遗忘，是无名小卒吧。
No, that is tragic. Okay.
所以现在。很悲的一件事。
Because you see, for Paul,
因为对保罗来讲呢，
he's happy to be a nobody.
他很乐意，他是个无名小卒。
Because that is how God functions.
因为这样是神运行的。
He works through people who are nobody.
神是透过那些无名小卒运行的。
Now you can see here, it's very, very important principle, right here.
所以你看是非常重要的原则。
So instead of influential and powerful, Paul says, I'm a nobody.
所以他没有说他是社会影响力的人，他反而说自己是个无名小卒。
And that is why you will find it is very strong human tendency.
所以你看见呢，我们个人的向往哦。
To subtly want to be somebody.
就是我们心里面都很想是个大人物。
Yeah, we want people to speak well of us.
我们要人家是讲我们好话的。
We want to have high respect from people.
我们要别人都是尊重我们的。
And many preachers have this dream.
所以很多传道者都有这样的梦想哦。
To be speaking there and thousands of people will be listening.
就是他讲信息的时候就好多千万人都在听啊。
Yeah, and there are preachers who would not speak to a crowd less than a certain number that he specifies, right?
所以这个传道人呢，他讲到的，他不要讲对着小组讲到哦。
So any number beyond what he specified, then he would speak.
如果他那个数目呢是他所想象的。就是大数目，他才会愿意跟他们讲道。
I would like to say this is not a servant of God.
我可以这样说呢，他们不是神的仆人。
He's a person full of self-importance.
他这个人哈，传道人是 他觉得自己是非常重要的。
Now let's look at the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要看看主耶稣。
Right? Now let's look at John chapter 8.
我们看约翰八章啊。
Verse 54.
啊，五十四节啊。耶稣回答说，我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就算不得什么。荣耀我的乃是我的父，就是你们所说是你们的神。
If I glorify myself,
如果我荣耀自己，
my glory is nothing,
我的荣耀算不了什么。
And the Lord also says,
对啊，主也说啊，
I will not seek glory from men,
我不是从人寻求荣耀的。
Because all he's concerned about,
因为他所关心的
is for the glory of God,
只要神得到荣耀
to do God's will,
就是要行神的旨意。
And that's why you will discover for a person who wants to do, really do God's will,
所以你会发现如果有人真的要行出神的或工作呢，
the consequence is inevitable, right?
那后果是当然是有那后果的。
And you have to learn to know nothing except the Lord himself.
那后果就是你不要。
That is your priority in life, right?
你就是全部你就是只要认识耶稣而已。
We have to be,
只是要认识神而已。
We have to learn to be a nobody.
就是要学习成为无名小卒。
That even if the Lord leads us to a congregation of only 10.
所以刚刚说就是你什么都不要，你只要认识主耶稣。那所以 说如果你被带领到只有十个人在听，是你的听众。
Maybe not even ten, maybe just five.
可能只有五个人是你的听众。
I mean, are we happy with this arrangement?
你会说喜乐呢？有这样只有五个人来听。
I think many people are not.
我觉得没有，很多人不会很喜悦的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, that leads us to the next one.
所以我们就看到另外一点了。
Right? And Paul says, not many of you are of noble birth.
所以说，当中没有几个人是尊贵出身的。
Not many of you are of the upper class.
没有很多人是上层这个级别的。
People who have a lot of money.
就是那些有很多钱财的。
You see, that is the problem.
所以这里就是问题在当中了。
I mean, if that congregation of five people are all poor people, right?
如果你的群众只有五个。
And they are poor.
而且他们是穷的。
I mean, what happened to a preacher?
那这个传道者将怎么样呢？
You see, that is the problem.
所以问题就在当中了。
So you can see what is happening here.
所以你看就发生什么事了。
For Paul,
对保罗来讲哦。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 6 verse 10.
我们看哥林多后书啊。
2 Corinthians 6 verse 10.
第六章第十节啊。似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
Notice, right, what Paul is saying.
所以你注意保罗说什么？
He says, I'm poor.
我是贫穷。
Yet I make many people rich.
但我是叫许多人富足的。
Of course, he's speaking spiritually.
当然他是说在属灵方
面。There's no record that Paul made all the churches materially rich.
当然没有记载呢，说保罗使每个教会呢都物质上是富有的。
And notice what he says.
注意他说
I have nothing.
我其实是一无所有。
And yet I possess all things.
但是我却样样都有。
Because he's speaking spiritually.
因为他说的是属灵方面的。
All the blessings from God.
从神得来的全部的祝福。
Now that you can see a drastic change in Paul's life.
所以你看见了保罗的生命里有很大的改变。
He's not interested with material things.
他是对这个物质上的东西是没兴趣的。
And that's why you begin to see for Paul, right?
所以对保罗来说呢。
And he takes the opposite direction.
他是向往一个相反的方向走的。
Because he's looking at the life of Jesus.
因为他只是关注的耶稣的生命而已。
And let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们看哥林多后书第八章啊。
Verse 9.
看第九节。只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这自由仅成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
2 Corinthians 8 verse 9.
Am I in 8:9?
Yes.
Yes. 2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians.
Okay, 对不起。2 Corinthians. 哥林多后书八章第九节。
Verse
9. 第九节哈，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他贫穷可以成为富足。
You see, though he was rich spiritually, of course.
他说呢。他就是在属灵方面，虽是富足的。
Because the gospel doesn't tell us that Jesus was born in a rich family.
因为福音里面没有说呢，耶稣是那些有钱人的家出生的。
Now he says here he was spiritually very rich.
他说呢，他是在属灵方面是富足的。
Yet for your sake he became poor.
但是为了你缘故呢，他成了贫穷。
Materially poor, like Paul, but poor yet making many rich.
就说呢，在物质方面，保罗说呢，他是穷的，但是却使好多人富足。
So you can see Paul is imitating Jesus all the time.
所以你看见保罗呢，一直是效仿着耶稣的。
So you can see the sequence.
所以你看那些步骤
，to know nothing，
就是什么都不愿知道
；to be a nobody，
成为一个无名小卒
；and I have nothing，
就一无所有。
So you can see what Paul is like。
所以你就看见了保罗是怎么样子的。
And he's telling us that this is the wisdom of God。
他就说呢。这是神的智慧哦。
Because God chose this kind of people.
因为神是拣选这样的一种人。
Now let's look at James chapter 2 verse 5.
我们看雅各书第三章。Chapter 3.
James chapter 2 verse 5.
Okay, 雅各书第二章第五节。我亲爱的弟兄们，请听。神此不是拣选了世上贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
Now you will notice,
你会注意到
that what James has said is actually thrown out of the window today.
雅各所讲的话都给别人丢弃掉了。
If you want to do outreach,
如果你要去外展做外展工作。
I mean, James made it very clear.
就保罗已经讲得很清楚。
Who did God choose?
神是拣选谁啊？
And it says here, the poor of this world.
就是在世上贫穷的人。
But this is a message we don't like.
但是这样的信心我们不喜欢。
We want to reach out to the rich people.
我们要去传给那些有钱有财富的人。
I mean, people who are famous.
那些有名的人
，people who are very high in society，
在社会是高层地位的。
Because I think part of the reason is，
因为呢，部分的理由是呢
，well they can support the ministry，
他们是能够来支持赞助。
If you reach out to the poor，
神的工作，如果你去传给那些穷人
，what do you get？
那你就能获到什么
？You have to give them，
你还需要付出给他们。
they can't give you anything，
因为他们。一无所有，什么都不可以给你，没有东西给你。
You see, and that is why you will find that this is a problematic.
所以这是问题所在了。
Yeah, so I hope we begin to understand.
所以希望大家能明白。
Let's learn to work in God's way.
我们一定要学神的方法来做事。
It doesn't mean there's no hope for the rich.
当然不是说呢，有钱人就没希望了。
It doesn't mean that if you're a professor in the university, there's no hope for you too.
就不能说呢，如果你是大学的教授，你就没有希望了。
I mean, if you're a film star, there's no hope for you too.
如果你是艺人，你也没有希望啊。
Well, there's one thing we must understand.
有一件事我们一定要明白。
If you understand the word of the cross,
如果你知道这个十字架的道理，
everybody will be reduced to nothing. Okay.
每个人啊都会啊被转变成被降低成什么都没了。
We are reduced to nothing so that we become somebody or something in God's sight.
我们是降低成为一无所以所有呢，叫我们在神的眼里呢。才是个大人物。
So you see the whole spiritual logic.
所以你就看见了这属灵的逻辑。
Like in Philippians 2, the Lord Jesus went all the way down right to the cross.
所以你看见腓立比书，就是说耶稣呢已经降低了，到十字架，到啊什么都一无所有了。
Now, right to death.
就是谦卑到啊到了死亡。
And God raised him up.
到神就高举他。
So this is a very important principle to understand.
这个是非常重要的原则。
So would it not bring us joy?
那是否会带给我们喜乐呢？
If Yahweh leads us, right?
如果亚威神带领我们。
To care for five poor people.
只要我们来照顾五个穷人。
And they are changed.
而且他在他们生命里被改变了。
They are transformed by God.
被神改变了。
They become Christ-like in their nature, in their character.
在他们的性格上，就效法耶稣了。
As far as Yahweh is with us,
只要亚威神与我们同在
，Will He not provide everything for us?
他是会供应给我们一切的。
So in every aspect, therefore,
所以在每方面
，We are rich in faith.
我们在信心里面是富足。
As James chapter 2 verse 5 has said.
就像雅各所讲的。
Now, I hope you will understand.
所以希望大家都明白。
How God works.
神是怎么样运行的。
I remember when we started to work in Singapore.
我记得我们刚开始在新加坡侍奉的时候。
Of course, when we are doing outreach.
当然，当我们在外展的时候
，people would like to know what kind of education we have.
大家都要知道，我们有什么样的教育。
So word got around.
所以就话就传开了。
And I found that it's not just Singapore. Even when I was in Philippines, the same thing.
不止在新加坡，在菲律宾也同样的。
And in Philippines, it got even worse.
在菲律宾更糟糕哦。
And people were spreading.Rumor, right?
所以大家就传开了这话哦。
And they said, "Oh, Pastor Bu is a very, very highly intelligent person."
他们就说牧师啊，他是特别聪明的。
Yeah, he graduated from McGill.
他是从这个 McGill 大学毕业的。
With honors,
是荣誉。这个毕业的
，Yeah, some kind of special award.
得了什么大奖之类的。
Now, actually, that is not true at all.
其实这不是真实。
In McGill, I was only an average student.
其实在 McGill 大学里面，我只是个普通的学生。
My aggregate was something like C plus.
我总额的分数只是 C plus 而已。
I studied in a major that there's no competition.
我的专业跟别人都不用竞争的。
Many students would not like to study those.
其实我的专业没有几个学生都要读了。
So you can see.That how news have got around to, talking about my educational background.
所以你看见这样的消息这样传开，要知道我是受什么教育的。
And I suspect why they are saying this.
而且我就觉得为什么他们会讲这些呢
？So others will come to our church.
因为这些传开了之后呢，就会好多人来我们的教会。
To this highly intellectual preacher.
就会来听这个传道人他，因为他是有多么聪明，多么有知识的。
Yeah, that is the wrong approach.
所以其实这样的方法是错的。
Of course, initially people they come with that impression.
当然呢，那些来听我的其实是有这样的一个。错的观点哦。
But of course, later on they realize.
但之后他们真的是了解了。
That is not the fact.
这个不是真实的。
What we're more interested in is to understand the mind of God.
因为我们所要关注呢，就是要明白啊神的想法。
So you can see the whole mentality right here.
所以你看见整个心态哦。
Somehow, for example, if some rich and powerful guy become a Christian,
如果呢有财富有权力的人突然间成为基督徒哦。
Oh, you will see a huge crowd wanting to listen to his testimony.
就是说，看见了哇，好大的一个群众要听见他的见证。
So how come his testimony is so important?
为什么他的见证是这么重要呢？
Why is it that a factory worker had become a Christian? Very few people want to listen to them.
如果说是工厂的那些工人哦，他成为基督徒，但为什么别人却 不想去听他的见证呢？
How is it that God's work in a high profile person, right, is so great, but God's work in the life of a factory worker is virtually, inconsequential, it's nothing.Right.
为什么呢？一个有财富、有权力的人成为基督徒呢？对大家来讲是大件事，但是一个工人呢，工厂的工人成为基督徒，大家却是好像不是一件事而已。
That merely betrays our sense of values.
所以这里就看见我们的价值观了。
So I think we have to change.
所以我们一定要改变。
To understand what true success is.
要改变呢，要知道什么是真正的成功。
Our true success.
我们真正的成功呢
？Is to be accepted by God.
需要能够得到神接纳。
Is to be commended by God.
需要被神呢表扬。
And to be used by Him.
需要能够被神来用的。
So that He can manifest His life to others.
这样他。才能够从你身上透露他自己。
Because God is going to do this work.
因为神要来做这个工作。
And He wants to complete this work.
他要来完成这个工作。
In this world where everybody is thinking merely of themselves.
就是在这个世界上，就是为这些只为自己着想的人。
So I hope we understand all these points.
所以希望大家都能够明白这些。
That's what I'm saying, right?
So, 我这里讲呢。
Now, why is it, for example, let's look at another point here.
我们再看另外一点哦。
Why is it that God wants us to be reduced to this state? Right?
为什么神要我们降低成为这样的一无所有的？
Well, the answer lies in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3.
答案呢，就是在马太福音。
Matthew 5.
第五章哦
，verse three，
第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Yeah, blessed are the poor in spirit.
就是那在灵里面是贫穷的。
Now, what does Jesus want to say?
那耶稣要讲什么呢
？Well, the person who is poor in spirit，
就是那虚心的人哦。
It's a person who is utterly dependent on God.
因为他们是完完全全依靠神的
，just like a poor person，
就像一个贫穷的人
，he's utterly dependent，
他是完完全全依靠
on other people who employ him，
就是依靠那些那些来给他们工作的。
Now that is then you begin to understand what this principle is，
所以你就会。明白 这里的原则。
When you are nothing，
当你是一无所有的时候
，When you are nobody，
你是无名小卒的时候
，And you have nothing，
你是一无所有。
Then you look to God，
那你就会去寻找神了。
We have to come to this state，
我们一定要来到这个，
Where our dependence on God is absolute，
就要成为这样的一个一无所有，这样我们才会完完全全的去依靠神。
The way we think, the way we make decisions.
这样我们所想的，我们所决定的。
So going back to wisdom in the Old Testament.
当我们看看旧约里面的这个智慧。
As I said before.
就我所讲之前
The wise man is one who looks to God for instruction.
这个智慧的人呢，他会寻求神来指示他。
Now let's look at 1 Corinthians 2 verse 3.
我们看哥林多前书第二章第三节。
Yes, verse 3.
我在你们那里是软弱，又惧怕又战惊。
Verse 4.
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧人王的言语，乃是用圣灵的大能的明证。
There you see, right? Paul was saying, is saying, when I'm with you, I'm always, I'm weak.
所以保罗一直说，我在你那里呢，是永远是软弱的。
And notice these words, very important words.
那注意这非常重要的句子。
In fear and trembling.
他说我是惧怕战惊的。
Now this one we understand.
这个我们是能够明白。
Those of us who are in the Lord's work, we understand what this is.
那些在神工作里的就会明白这些了。
And many times when it comes to really doing the work, as in preaching or teaching.
很多时候如果要做神的工作，好像是讲道啊之类的哦。
Yeah, fear and trembling.
我们来的时候都是惧怕战惊的。
Because we are very afraid.
因为我们很害怕。
That we interpret God's word wrongly.
我们会来解神的话语，解错神的话语。
That mistake is going to cost the lives of the hearers.
这个错误呢，将会带来听众呢，就是带给他们危险哦，生命的危险啊。
That's why you fear and tremble.
所以我们都会很害怕。
I mean, if it like.You know, if a doctor makes a mistake,
因为如果一个医生犯了错误
and it costs the physical life of the patient,
将会让这个病人失掉生命哦。
But when preachers make a mistake,
但是当一个传道人犯了错
it's going to cost them the spiritual eternal well-being,
就会让他们丧失掉他们永生了。
So you can see, poor in spirit simply means.
所以这里说，心灵贫穷啊。
People who are utterly dependent on God.
就是这些人呢，他们会完完全全的依靠神。
Even when they look for jobs, they're utterly dependent on God.
即使他们在找工作的时候，他们也会完完全全依靠神。
Whatever they want to say or do, we are dependent on God.
他们所要做的、所想的，他们都要完完全全依靠神。
So we have to learn through the whole process.
所以我们要在这全部的方面都要学习。
We may make mistakes.
所以我们可能会犯错。
But it's a learning process.
但这是我们是我们要学习的功课。
So through the mistake, we correct those mistakes.
就是透过我们的错误，我们来改正这些错误。
And when we read the Gospels,
当我们读这个福音的时候
，you will find that there are many incidences of healing.
所以你会看见有好多关于医治的这个事件哦。
What is the message?
这里当中的信息是什么
？It is not that Jesus wants to heal everybody.
这里不是说耶稣要去治疗每个人。
It's meant to tell us.
他只是要让我们知道。
That just like all these people.
就像这些人一样。
We are dependent on God.
我们是需要依靠神的。
When we depend on Him.
当我们依靠他的时候。
And we cry out to Him.
我们向他呼求。
We will experience God's power.
我们一定会经历到神的大能。
So you can see the importance of being poor in spirit.
所以你会看这虚心在灵里面穷的人是有多么重要的。
But of course, we also see this in the Lord Jesus Himself.
但是我们也从耶稣身上也看到这一些。
His utter dependence on the Father.
他是怎么完完全全依靠天父耶和华。
All the way to the cross.
就一直到了十字架。
He did not do His own will.
他都没有照自己的方式做事。
Always dependent on Yahweh to do His will.
他就是完完全全的依靠亚威神来完成他的旨意。
So I hope you will understand all these points.
希望大家都会明白这、
okay.
这些。
All these points, yeah.
这。
So you can see that for Paul.
这对保罗来讲呢。
When he's dealing with the Corinthians.
当他来处理这些哥伦多教会的人
，All his concern is
他全部所关心的事呢
？Not for himself.
他不是为自己着想。
Not for his own honor.
他不只为自己的荣誉着想。
Not to look for any respect of any kind.
他不是要他们来尊敬他的。
But that God's will be done in their lives.
他只要神的旨意在这些弟兄们身上成就。
So we'll close with 2 Corinthians 10.
我们在哥林多后书。
And we shall read verse
10章。
Verse 4.
第四节，我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是神面前有能力。
Verse 6 up to 6.
可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。并且我已经预备好了，等你们十分顺服的时候，要责罚那一切不顺服的人。
So if you're going to win any battles,
所以如果我们要赢什么战争的话呢？
Against sin and evil in this world,
就是要对抗在这世界的罪恶。
Let's follow the footsteps of Paul.
我们一定要跟随保罗的脚步行。
Because Paul walks in the footsteps of Jesus.
因为保罗是跟随耶稣的脚步行的。
And the key to all this,
这里的要点呢是
is to learn the weakness of Jesus.
要学习亚威的软弱，耶稣的软弱。
And here you can see the weapons here are very powerful.
他说这里的武器呢是非常的有能力的。
According to the scholars,
对那些学者来说呢
these weapons,
这些武器呢
is actually the message of the cross.
其实就是十字架的信息了。
It's the message of the cross of Christ.
就是耶稣十字架的信息。
That's how powerful it is.
这是有多么有能力。
If we preach it and we live it,
如果我们传道的时候真的是行出来活出来。
The disobedient become obedient.
像这个顺服真的是成为顺服了。
The proud people,
这骄傲的人呢
will be brought low.
将会被降低。
So a reversal takes place.
所以这样的就一个就相反的。
Everybody is brought down to the same level.
大家都会降低到同样的一个位置。
And you can see that as a result, there's unity.
就降低到一个程度呢，大家都会合一。
There's a real life of Christ manifest in the church.
这样真正耶稣的生命将会从教会里表露出来。
Where there's true love and commitment to one another.
这样当中呢，彼此都有真正的爱跟真正的爱。
And as a church, we demonstrate, right, the wisdom of God to the world.
像一个教会里面真的是表达出了在世界表达出了神的爱。
Yeah. And no one is interested to ask.
那没有一个人会有兴趣的问呢。
Well, where did you study?
你是在哪里读书的
啊? What degrees do you have?
你有什么文凭啊?
Well, what is your job?
你有什么工作啊?
Well, what is your salary?
你的工资有多少啊?
Well, Chinese people like to ask salary.
好多华人啊，不只是中国人，都很喜欢问别人工资有多少。
We don't want to know anything about this.
我们什么都不要知道。
Just to see how Christ, the life of Christ, can be seen in our lives.
就要让人看见呢，耶稣的生命就在我们身上表露出来。
Let's close in prayer.
我们在这里结束。
Father, we pray that you will help us to see
我们的亲爱的天父让我们看到
what is the weakness of your dear son?
你的耶稣的软弱在哪里
all the way to the cross
就一直到这个十字架
that he is committed to you in such a way as to empty himself
他是完完全全的委身给你就是把自己呢就是成为 一无所有。
So we want to empty ourselves too.
所以我们的亲爱天父，我们也要把自己成为这个一无所有的。
to let you lead us in this path downwards.
让你带领我们是往下走的。
To be nothing.
就成为一无所有。
So that we can be something in your sight.
这样在你的眼里，我们才是那位啊、是一个人物在你的眼里。
Someone whom you command.
是你所能啊、是你所称许的，是你所表扬的。
And raise up to fellowship with you.
而且能够与你相交。
And to be used by you.
而且可以被你用。
So we commit each one here into your care.
我们把大家交在你的手里。
We pray that you will do a deep work in our hearts.
请你在我们的心里面大大的动工。
We long to let your life be manifest in us.
我们是请求你的生命能够在我们的生命里彰显出来。
So we pray that you will teach us the weakness of Christ.
请你教导我们耶稣的软弱。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
We thank you for this opportunity.
我们感谢你有这样的一个机会。
May your will be done.
请你的旨意能够在我们身上成就。
Amen.
Amen.